I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new
to the
Hellboy.
We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. This week, the Great American Road Trip. When you're young, the open highway means freedom, endless discovery, and the right to blast whatever you please at mammoth decibels. From 1970, Black Sabbath.
Oh, yeah!
Soon you find you're middle-aged. The dimensions of your car have widened, as has your grip on the road trip playlist.
Mando, Mando.
Yeah?
Where's my tiki nuggets gone? Can't believe you ate them all.
And there you are on what they call the freeway, locked in a minivan with your wife and four young children, listening to a song from 2020 by an artist named Baby Yoda. You're on a long drive west. Ahead of you are days of majesty, culture and food, lakes and hikes, waterfalls and friends. The kind of friends with good taste who spin you vinyl from the West African scene of the 1960s and 70s, like this from the group Volta Jazz. But at present, wheel in hand, you're just trying to get from point A to point B, and the kids are still learning the finer lessons of delayed gratification. So comes the onslaught of questions, complaints, requests, clarifications, advisories, insistences, threats, tears, and retaliations. From his 1959 masterpiece, Charles Mingus. For the first 120 miles, you're a diplomat, a master of measured reason and logic. A car ride is, of course, uncomfortable and difficult. But such, you tell the children, are the sacrifices we make. It's the price of admission. We punch the ticket, and now we take the ride.
When you motor away, be on the watch for the...
From 1995, Guided by Voices. Pressure builds, though, as the trip grinds to mile 300. One word starts to puncture the air seemingly every 3 to 4 seconds.
Mama tried, Mama tried,
Mama said knock you out,
Mama.
Mama told me not to come.
Mama don't come.
Mama.
In an attempt to lower the temperature, you play the audiobook of Madeleine L'Engle's classic, A Wrinkle in Time.
It sometimes calls itself the happiest saddest.
The older boys are kind of into it. The middle girl loves it. The four-year-old decides she hates it, shrieking in objection. You alternate to streaming the audio from an episode of Daniel Tiger.
I can't go outside to play on the beach. That makes me so mad! Roar!
Younger pair happy, older pair over it. And thus you enter a doom loop down the interstate. As the driver, your mind starts to become mush in waves of sonic delirium.
When there's so mad that you wanna roar,
nobody is ever unhappy.
But nobody's ever happy either.
The world is a vampire.
The older two trade punches in the back row. The younger two wail in fits of insanity. Tractor trailers tower over you. The rain pours down. Dad finally blows his top in a rage of primordial 90s rock. From 1995, Smashing Pumpkins. The dust settles, and like a mirage come true, your destination is finally upon you. You have your days of majesty. The children are glorious souls beaming with goodness and sunshine. Then, the return trip.
Running on empty, running on empty.
from 1977, Jackson Browne. Somehow, the drive back is even worse. But such are the sacrifices you make as a parent. Such is the price of admission. You punch that ticket, now you take that ride. Or as Meg says to a possessed Charles Wallace in A Wrinkle in Time.
Maybe if you aren't unhappy, sometimes you don't know how to be happy. I want to go home.
You climb into bed beaten and sore. You brace for the next day's wave of emails and Slack messages and calendar meetings. You wake up bleary, but already scheming the next adventure.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
From 1980, Willie Nelson.
The life I love is making music with my friends.
I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY.